The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
We are going to talk about football academies and progress for youngsters and sharing ideas right across Europe. Delighted to have in the studio with me, Rado Chimel. Morning to you, Rado.
Morning.
Great to see you again. Rado last came in with Jerzy Dudek when he was promoting his book. And also with him, his guests who are over from Poland at the moment, exploring a few of the ideas and sharing ideas as well. Lukas Telecki? Yeah, Telecki, we've got there eventually. And Maciej Malski.
Hello.
As well.
Hello.
That wasn't bad, was it?
No.
Got there. Come into the microphone there. Right, first of all, Rado, just tell us a little bit about the work you're doing with AS Progress. What is AS Progress, first of all?
Akademia Piłkarska.
All right, we're having to do a bit of translating here. So.
Akademia Piłkarska założona w Krakowie przez Stowarzyszenie Siemacha wspólnie z Jerzym Dudkiem.
So AS Progress is a football academy.
So use that microphone there, Rado. I think that one's just broken for a second.
Okay.
There we go, go on.
There you go. So AS Progress is a football academy which was founded by Siemacha Association with Jerzy Dudek in Krakow.
W tej chwili mamy 600 zawodników.
Right now we have 600
we wszystkich
players
młodzieżowych kategoriach wiekowych.
In all age groups.
Chłopcy i dziewczyny.
Boys and girls, obviously.
Yeah. And the idea is, I mean, obviously you've got these gents over to do what? Look and explore sort of different academies across the Premier League?
Yes, that's correct. The main idea for bringing gents over here was to show them Northwest academies, football academies, and to explore talks. Basically, we wanted to see how football works in England, and we wanted to maybe copy, replicate some ideas in Poland, bring them to Krakow, to Jerzy Dudek's AS Progress, to make us a better academy in terms of youth development.
To share some knowledge. Give us an idea of Jerzy's involvement in all this. Is he quite heavily involved in Poland?
Jurek jest czynnym uczestnikiem procesu funkcjonowania Akademii.
So Jerzy is a very keen member of AS Progress. He actively looks on the development of the Academy.
Na co dzień planujemy, jak Akademia powinna funkcjonować, jakie sobie cele stawia.
We work with him on every day with daily goals of academies, every long-term projects with the academy and the development of the academy.
So he's still obviously very passionate about the game, Jerzy Dudek. Is he still held in pretty high regard over there in Poland, Rado?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Jerzy is a very
national
popular
hero.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. He's still got a bit of influence there. How keen are academies to share their knowledge across Europe, because we're aware that most big clubs maybe want to keep some of their techniques and ideas to themselves. For example, would Barcelona want to share any ideas?
Jesteśmy zachwyceni otwartością ludzi.
So we are overwhelmed with the openness of the people in the academies we visited or during these days.
Rozmawialiśmy z ludźmi z Liverpool Schoolboys, z Karlem.
We spoke with people from Liverpool Schoolboys, with Carl Giles.
Rozmawialiśmy z ludźmi z fundacji Jamie'ego Gallaghera.
We spoke with Jamie Gallagher's soccer schools.
Rozmawialiśmy wczoraj z przedstawicielami Bolton Wanderers.
Yesterday we spoke with Bolton Wanderers representatives.
I na koniec widzieliśmy się z Manchester City.
And at the very end of the day we saw Manchester City Academy and we spoke with Trevor Todd, he's the head of youth recruitment.
Odpowiedzieli na wszystkie pytania.
They answered all the questions we wanted to.
Nie mogliśmy się niczego więcej spodziewać, było cudownie.
We couldn't expect anything more, it was just fantastic.
This is a first for this show, 9:47. We've got Rado in translating for a couple of our guests, Lukas and Maciej. The lads are from AS Progress, from Academy in Poland, which Jerzy Dudek's heavily involved with. They've come over here to learn some new ideas. You were saying before, Rado, just in terms of who's leading the way, Manchester City seemed to be at the forefront of things when you went there. What were some of their examples of best practice that you were blown away by?
Well, I was blown away. Obviously, I visited Manchester City because of ladies' games and under-18s with Liverpool. But when I saw the academy from the insides, it was just mind-blowing, as you said.
Is that, because of the money that's spent on it, or
it's not about money, actually. Obviously, money is a important figure. However, once we got known the background, this is the community background. So,
początkiem wszystkiego był projekt społeczny.
So the beginning of everything was the community plan to work with the community. You know, Manchester City's academy right now is on a very poor area of Manchester, and Sheikh Mansour wanted to redevelop that area and give something to community. So he builds leisure center next to the stadium. He builds the leisure center in the former academy grounds of Manchester City. So he's a very keen man to work with the community. Everyone talks about Manchester City's money, but the thing which we learned yesterday,
the most important
idea of Sheikh Mansour's project in Manchester City is working with the community.
Really, that's amazing, isn't it? So is that something that can be replicated in Poland, or again, would you need a sheikh to actually lead something like that?
Akademia Sportu Progress is jednym z projektów Stowarzyszenia Siemacha.
AS Progress is one of the projects of Siemacha Association.
My w Polsce prowadzimy szeroką pracę na rzecz dzieci i młodzieży.
We work, our organization, Siemacha Association, works in different localizations in Poland with children and the communities.
To są placówki dzienne.
These are daily facilities.
Gdzie dziennie obsługujemy i pracujemy z liczbą 1,500 dzieci.
About 1,500 children each day.
To domy dziecka.
Orphan homes.
W tej chwili mamy ponad 100 wychowanków w ramach projektu domu dziecka.
We have 104 children working, living in orphan homes in our facilities.
Prowadzimy placówki terapeutyczne dla dzieci, młodzieży i ich rodziców.
And we've got psychology therapeutic sessions for children, for young people and for their parents as well.
Right. I akademię piłkarską.
And also the Academy of Football.
So it's been treated in a fairly similar way.
That's correct. Yes.
Quite serious.
Dlatego rozumieliśmy bardzo dobrze, jak
that's
wygląda
how we got
idea działalności.
100% how the idea of working of Manchester City looks like. It's similar priorities we have, but obviously on different levels, different scale of making it.
Rado, do you go back to Poland? And if you were to compare, you know, the football scene over there and here. Poland a long way behind, or is it quite similar?
From my experience living in Liverpool for decades, Poland's way behind in terms of football. However, the projects like AS Progress are very, very important for the growing of Polish football, for getting new players, top players, obviously, because they want to work with the young footballers. They want to develop the young footballers, and that's why we as AS Progress invited the Liverpool Schoolboys for the football tournament in May. Liverpool Schoolboys came to Krakow. We spent a wonderful weekend in Krakow. Great hospitality. We won the tournament as Liverpool Schoolboys, but we saw the facilities. We saw how Siemacha and AS Progress work all together in partnership as a one unit. And this is something outstanding, overwhelming. When I saw personally the orphan home of Siemacha, which was built from the very beginning, from the scratch, they are the only organization in Poland which built the orphan home from the very beginning. Because in Poland, mostly you use other buildings to develop them into the orphan homes, right? So the thing which I saw in Odporyszów, in their base with orphan home, was just... Well, I was touched. I was really touched, and I couldn't say a word. That was so touching.
You talked before about the regeneration around Manchester and how the Sheikh got involved. I presume in Poland, is there a lot of regeneration needed? Is it an area that suffers similar problems that actually could be helped in a similar way?
To się zmienia. Zależy od regionu Polski, zależy od tego, jak duże to miasto jest, w jakim dużym mieście jest realizowany projekt.
It depends from the region of Poland, depends of the city where the project is being realized.
Natomiast jedną częścią wspólną jest to,
the one thing which we have in common with Manchester City,
że młodemu człowiekowi, niezależnie od dyscypliny, którą uprawia, czy sportu, czy życia,
that no matter what you want to do with the young people, no matter in sport or life skills,
jest potrzeba pomocy na najwyższym stopniu, jakkolwiek tylko to jest możliwe.
Is to get him help as much as possible on the highest level.
I dać mu to, co najlepsze.
And give him the best.
tak jak to widzieliśmy w Manchester City.
That's how we saw it in Manchester City.
I tak staramy się realizować naszą misję w ramach działalności
Siemachy. And that's how we want to work in terms of our mission, in our goals.
Dać młodym ludziom to, co najlepsze.
To give young people the best we could.
A wtedy oni jako dorośli oddadzą to, co najlepsze.
And then, once they will be an adult, they will give us the best from them.
Right, you said about the Jerzy Dudek's involvement. Who are the top Polish football stars that all these youngsters are growing up hoping to be? Who is it? Is it Lewandowski? Is it who is it who stands out?
Dla nas Jerzy.
For us, obviously, it's Jerzy. Yeah. That's an obvious thing. However, right now the Polish kids are thinking to be the next Lewandowskis. Because he's the superstar right now.
Is there enough Polish superstars for them to actually...
Nie ma dużo gwiazd, prawda? No, there's not too much Polish football superstars to follow.
Solidna, dobra pierwsza reprezentacja.
The national team is a solid team right now. They got successes right now, but Lewandowski is the main man, so we need more players like him.
We'd all like a Lewandowski. Right, you're leaving today, so this is it. This is the end of your tour. What's the big thing that you take home? What's the big thing that you take away that you try and implement as soon as you get back to Poland?
Co chcecie skopiować teraz po tym wyjeździe?
No, chcielibyśmy jak najwięcej tych rzeczy, które zobaczyliśmy, czyli tego, jak się pracuje z młodzieżą na najwyższym poziomie, tego, jak się szanuje tych młodych ludzi, którzy przychodzą i grają w piłkę. Chcielibyśmy to wzmocnić i w dalszym ciągu realizować w ramach działalności Akademii.
We would like to copy the respect to the young players, to get them the more connection with the young players, to balance everything. And to put it on the same level and work with children, work with young footballers, and obviously we'd like to develop our coaches back as well.
Steve Hobbsall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.